You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
A Marriage Matrix, the system used for years to help save marriages, is now available to you. The Marriage Matrix can save you expense, personal embarrassment, and maybe even save your marriage.
I'm America's behavior expert, Scott Farrell. If you really want a shot at saving your marriage, get the Marriage Matrix today, and together, let's do this.
Call now, 844-HELP-US-0. That's 844-HELP-US-0. Or visit ismymarriageworthit.com.
Across the U.S., more than 130 prison escapees are lingering on the loose. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports.
Somewhere out there are an admitted killer who crawled through a Texas prison's ventilation ducts, and a Florida convict who got other inmates to put him in a crate at the prison furniture shop and had himself delivered to freedom by truck. The Associated Press found in a coast-to-coast survey that more than 130 state prison escapees nationwide are listed as on the loose. Two were the focus of that intense manhunt since their breakout from an upstate New York prison 2 weeks ago. But many others have been gone for decades, leaving scant prospects of finding them. I'm Sandy Kozel.
A UN envoy says peace talks in Geneva have ended without an agreement between the exiled government of Yemen and the Shiite rebels who control the country's capital. The envoy says the two sides broadly favor a ceasefire in which the rebels would withdraw from cities and towns, while a coalition led by Saudi Arabia ends airstrikes in support of the government. But he says they weren't able to finalize a deal. An appeal from Pope Francis for dramatic action on climate change has been met with a round of shrugs from Republicans in Congress. And a number of the party's presidential candidates have ignored it entirely. A senior Republican on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Joe Barton of Texas, said of the Pope, "I don't want to be disrespectful, but I don't consider him to be an expert on environmental issues." I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hi, we're here. It's going to be the sports guys right after I tell you the bad news about the weather. Unfortunately, Bill, I don't think you're going to be down at your boat on Father's Day, because it looks like Sunday. At least we have a prediction now of 80% heavy rain on Sunday. Not much better tomorrow. There are going to be chance of thunderstorms, so that really creates some problems if you're down at the shore. But then again, your weather might be different down there. And so if you have a chance, let's celebrate Father's Day on Monday, because that's supposed to be the great day of the next three. That's the only good day. And so what we're here now, we're going to be doing the sports guys. I'm Pat Smits. Bill Wolfson's here.
Good
and
afternoon.
Our special guest is here again this week. And
Once again, we brought another Yankee fan along, and his name is John.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Good. How you doing today, John?
Good.
Good. Hey, is A-Rod going to get to 3,000
RBIs? Hey,
2,000 RBIs this weekend?
Hey, come on, Bill.
Hey, Pat, you always interrupt me.
No.
What's wrong here?
Wait a second. You see, people who are listening, notice how nobody is mentioning what happened in hockey this week?
Well, we're
now, these
there.
Guys usually start Just, off with hockey, especially if Ken is here and the Rangers are hot. I haven't seen Ken since the Rangers didn't make it into the finals, and am I not going to hear anything about my Blackhawks?
Well, I will say that how many former Philadelphia Flyers can you name that were on both teams? Congratulations to the Blackhawks, 4-2 against Tampa. I was convinced it was going 7 in favor of the Hawks, but I'm delighted to tell you that Kimmo Timonen, Patrick Sharp, one of my favorite Flyers, Daniel Carbom Carcillo, all get their names on the Stanley Cup. And Kimmo Timonen, who has just hit the age of 40 and suffered from a serious problem with his blood clotting, managed to miss a good part of the season, got himself traded to the now Stanley Cup champion Blackhawks, and after a 20-year career in the NHL, now has his name on the Stanley Cup. And you should have seen the joy on his face. He was weeping with joy as he hoisted the cup over. And Hawks captain Patrick Sharp handed it to him right after Gary Bettman handed it over. And watching the face on Timonen when he hoisted that cup is, well, I'll tell you, Pat, one of my happy moments in sports.
Well, John, what did you think? Did you watch the final game?
I did not watch the final game, but I watched most of the series. I'm also a Rangers fan, so I followed Tampa. I knew Tampa Bay's strengths because I knew what they were, and I thought the Blackhawks win just because they're so much more experienced, and they've all been there before. If you look at their main scorers, Sharp, Taves, and Kane, and Crawford, the goalie, they've all been there for their long run. They've won like 3 out of the last, what is it, 6?
That's 5. Correct.
Yeah,
they won, and they've all been there before. And the Lightning, Stamkos and Johnson, they're two great players, but they're just not, they haven't experienced enough. So I think they were just, if you look at Stamkos, the Lightning main scorer, he had 1 assist the whole series. And he didn't even play well against the Rangers. So I think the Lightning, they're gonna win one, just give them a year or two and they'll.
Well, I thought Crawford, the goalie, was phenomenal. But my question, because I really don't usually watch hockey, how big is the Tampa goalie? I mean, he looks like
he's 6'6".
But he looks like he's like 400 pounds, and he looks like he's 7 feet tall.
That's why these players are so good. It's because the goal, even though he's a big guy, he makes the goal look that much smaller, and it's not big. And if you've ever been like on a hockey rink, have you seen the goal? It's not big. So that's how good these guys are at
Remember, the goal is 4 feet high, 6 feet wide. And this guy's already 6 feet tall, so and if he's only 3 feet wide, you don't have much left to shoot at if he lays down. And I noticed that the Hawks tried to go top shelf on him a lot. One of the problems you have when you're a big man playing goal, and you can see this from even a Montreal Canadian great Ken Dryden, who said that when you're a tall guy and you're playing goal, you've got to go into a crouch and almost squat to be able to see the puck on the ice. So what that does is that opens up the top third of the net for people taking an opportunistic shot. Now, I had the pleasure of meeting Ken Dryden, who is also an attorney and in Montreal professionally many, many years ago, probably 85 or 86, because the firm I was with then had some business with his firm and up in Montreal. So I actually got taken to his office and introduced to him. He decided, though, that the practice of law was not as much fun as running the Montreal Canadiens and being one of their executive VPs or on their board of governors or whatever it is. So I don't think he practices anymore. But Ken Dryden is 6'5", and when I met him, he was well above his playing weight, as I am. But I can tell you that Ken Dryden made the point to me, and then I went out and bought his book, of course, so I could get it autographed, that he had a lot of trouble with shots that were relatively high, especially when there was a scrum in front of the net or when defensemen were backing in. So one of the things that Tampa did, I thought, very well was to give their goaltender the ability to see a lot of shots. So he used his size to play well. He also cut down on angles to play well. And so you had an interesting series, but what's your take, Pat, on how this affects Chicago?
Well, I mean, this is great. I mean, you know, Blackhawk fans, if you know, John, and I'll give you your little history lesson, do you know when in the 60s the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup?
I don't.
Yeah, probably not. As I recall, and this is out of memory, as I recall, it was 1960 and 1961, and then they had a number of years where did they not win again until 2009?
I mean, think
I know
so.
It was many, many years.
The Hawks would every now and then make the playoffs right, and go out in the first round or the second round, but they wandered in the desert for 40 years.
Well,
between
one of
cups.
The things that John, if you're because I know you're more interested in baseball, but if you're interested in hockey, look up Bobby Hull. I mean, to me, that I think Bobby Hull played from maybe the late 50s, but he certainly played in the 60s and the 70s.
That and, he did.
He was really one of the greats, and everybody, all the kids followed him. I mean, he was just like, you know, and back then, you know, not only hockey but baseball and football, everybody stayed with the same team. So when you became a fan of a player, you could figure that, you know, that player would be with that team for the entire career, right?
Well, yeah.
Didn't even that happen in baseball?
That's right. Not until Curt Flood broke the reserve clause, and then it took some time for it to filter through to football and hockey because these players were, in effect, indentured servants to their teams.
So, John, what's it like now being young and really liking someone with a team? I mean, what's one of your favorite players on the Yankees?
Right now, I mean, everything changes so much, but I guess my favorite right now, I like Brian McCann, the catcher, but going...
So what happens if he moves? I mean,
I'll stay with the Yankees. There's no...
Okay.
I've always liked I won't change, no matter what. Like, right now, I'm a Knicks basketball fan. I mean, look what happened to them. They're terrible. I'm a Syracuse basketball fan, and their program's in a bunch of turmoil. The Giants haven't won in a few years. I mean, the Yankees are the only team that I root for right now that is playing well as we speak. So no matter who comes, I'm still going to root for the same team.
Good, well, especially football. I mean, I find that it really is surprising to me when, you know, people jump around. Now, I do understand, because I've asked a lot of people why they're Packer fans, and many of them, you know, they first saw Brett Favre, and they thought he was great, and so they became a Packer fan. Or the older people, it was Bart Starr. And so that they became a fan because of a certain player. But I don't ever understand how people kind of switch around.
A friend of mine calls that rooting for the laundry. I think it's kind of funny, you know, because you're rooting for a team, but the players keep changing. So, you know, the uniforms keep changing. I mean, one of my favorite players on the Phillies is Cole Hamels. And this week somebody played a prank on the press. They unscrewed his nameplate from his locker. They emptied out his locker, and they put all his stuff someplace else. So when the press got there, they started reporting that he had been traded. And, you know, everybody had a good laugh. And finally, the PR department in the Phillies organization owned up to it and said, no, we haven't traded him, but somebody here was playing a prank on the press. And Cole Hamels deadpanned that he had been simply that he was not going to be playing tonight. And so usually when a player isn't going to be playing that night, they're announcing a trade. And remember, Cole Hamels is the one big piece of trade bait the Phillies have. And, you know, if the Phillies play any worse, they're going to be in the American Association pretty soon.
So, John, let me ask you. What would you tell our viewers, you know, the most exciting thing right now about how the Yankees are playing or what they need to do to improve?
Well, I think they need starting pitching because even with Tanaka coming back, CC Sabathia is not getting it done. But Ivan Nova is coming off a Tommy John surgery, so I don't think that's a need, but it certainly was 2 weeks ago until we found out who was coming back. And the fact that they're staying competitive without who I think is our best player, Jacoby Ellsbury, who's been out with a sprained right knee. So I think he will be, once he comes back, they have a shot at definitely winning the division. And they're still competitive right now. So I think this is a very surprising but very good season for them.
Well, that's good, I guess, if you're a Yankees fan.
Oh, it is indeed. You know, I was surprised that they got 6 innings from Sabathia last night. You know, and then he just couldn't seem to get out of the seventh.
Well, we got another sports guy. We have John Manfreda who's come in,
and I can see. First of all, I want to make a motion that we make John an honorary sports guy.
I'll grant that motion.
So, well, do I hear a second on that?
Absolutely. I'll second.
So approved.
There we are.
So approved. John Macy is an honorary sports guy. The other thing, I can see that John has a political career perhaps in his future, because I did make a remark about his attire the last time, and not only did he clean up his attire, but he's wearing a cap with a big letter J on it, which I noticed right away as soon as I came in. And John, I have to tell you, that's a nice hat.
Thank you. It's
You learn to be positive. I just paid you a compliment. Don't talk too much, because then you'll screw it up. You'll tell me something like, well, the J stands for. No. Let me think what it stands for.
All right.
Okay? The best name in the world. That's what I think it stands for. So let me think that. Okay? Well, but anyway.
John, we could laugh if it was on your head and it said J. It would mean something.
Hey, listen,
perhaps.
I've given you enough of cannon fodder this week just with my eye. I looked like Woody Allen the other day, but as you can see, I just picked up my new glasses. And for those of you who saw me yesterday, you'll know I looked like it was my Steve Urkel. And at least that's what my wife says. She says, you look like Steve Urkel. So, Bill, you didn't see me Wednesday morning. Pat did. And I mean,
think of it this. He had a rubber band holding the lens in the glasses, and the rubber band was right in the middle. Now, the only classy thing about it is it was blue, at least. It matched his shirt.
Oh, this well, that's good.
This is, it was color-coordinated, but everybody thought, gee, do you need to go outside and see Pat for a DV consultation? And fortunately, no, although I was assaulted with, name-calling, but it was pretty humorous. But I just literally got these 10 minutes ago, and it's a brand-new frame, you know, the one that snapped off. And, John, you can't disagree with me that probably the most important thing, even more important than speed in sports, is vision.
Yes, definitely.
If you can't see the ball, you can't hit it.
No,
how fast
that,
you are.
That
right?
really is true. And, and especially, probably baseball more than almost any other
sport. I would say
baseball and tennis.
That's what I'm focusing on. Yeah. Tomorrow, I can't wait to get on the court tomorrow morning to see if I can pick up the rotation of the ball again. You know, just like baseball players want to pick up the laces to see the rotation. Well, same thing in tennis, because the ball is served over 100 miles an hour, and you've got to be able to pick it up because it just explodes. So this past year, I've struggled a great deal, and they found a way to improve my vision. So the better prescription – well, actually, they just screwed up the last time, and they finally got it right this time.
Well, now, you see what the problem is, John Manfreda, now has any excuse for playing poor tennis. And you know what?
Pat is
you
the consummate not- lawyer. She mm-hmm. always can point out another person's weakness.
I'm just saying, every time you missed a shot, you'd be able to say, those darn glasses.
Oh,
and
no,
now-
it was. I thought it was, I'm getting old.
No, that's not an excuse. We don't use excuses like that, Bill. Come on.
Look,
you know, would I get any sympathy from John using an excuse like that?
Yeah, probably. He's a nice guy, and his mom's in the room.
Oh, I meant just because he's a young guy, so he would scoff at using age as, is this some kind of age discrimination here? I think this is inappropriate.
John, I don't know about you, but I hit the speed limit a little bit before you did. On the highway of life, and I can tell you that it does happen. You just slow down a little bit.
Yeah, but then again, you're not Italian, so we get a little bit of a longer road to pass.
That's true.
Drive.
You know, when
can
you're
you
Italian,
believe
you
this is a sports show? Come on, let's get back to some sports.
I want
to
hear about all the things Italians get cut breaks on, John. Go
well,
ahead.
John, Bill, this is a family show, as we've talked about before, and I'm sure there'll be a time and a place for that.
Okay.
So Pat. John, I'll leave Bill with that comment. Where are you guys in this discussion right now?
Well, my discussion is that my initial started out with Bill Wolfson coming in and completely ignoring my Blackhawks. And as you can see, Ken's not here, so I think he's afraid to show his face.
I saw your email, and I suspect you may be right. Typical Ranger fan, you know, tail between his legs and just wallowing in shame. And there's probably some truth to that.
So the only person I can...
But I don't remember, John. What
John is
I know you're
Rangers
not a big
fan.
Hockey fan, but I thought you were
a Rangers fan.
I am.
Yeah.
Ranger.
Well, at least you don't have tail between your legs, and you're here. Mm-hmm. So you're willing to take some abuse from a Flyer and a Devil. And
I've already worked the Flyers into this cup situation here.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a good thing that the Hawks won the cup, because now instead of the Flyers getting the Hawks' third draft choice, they get the Hawks' second draft choice.
It actually benefits the Flyers, yes.
And, so
and that's a good pick.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get like one of the top 50 players.
That's right. That's right.
That's actually a good pick. That's what you call, John, looking at the silver lining.
Yes. Just remember, every silver lining has its cloud. Remember, Philadelphia hasn't been in the playoffs in a while, but they do get a better draft pick.
That is the silver lining.
Frankly, I don't want the Packers to ever get the first draft pick unless they happen to trade for it.
That's right.
Oh, nice recovery, Pat. Nice
recovery.
You would
have nothing to do after December 31st, except maybe wish for next season.
That's true.
You know, I was very surprised.
But now it's no longer December 31st. Now they're playing into January.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, the last game is like January 3. The week 17, I think,
right,
is like January 3.
That's right.
And I just saw the schedule.
Minnesota
the
plays the Packers outside at Lambeau that last game.
Well, that's going to be fun.
That should be fun. Yeah. And
well, don't you think they'll cheer Adrian Peterson, that bastion of... You know, champion of child's rights.
Yeah, actually, I think Adrian Peterson will be okay in the Midwest.
I heard him on the radio the other day, and I think they're past that.
I don't think that game's going to mean anything, though.
What, because the Packers will be out of it, John?
Will be 12-3, and the Vikings will be like 4-11 going into week 7.
Hopefully. Well, but if, John, if you, you know, you have to talk your mom and dad into taking you to Lambeau at some point, because it is truly a great experience. Even if you're, even if the two teams playing, well, obviously it'd be the Packers, but even if the other team is not the Giants. But I did watch the Giants game. Were you too young to watch that playoff? Were you watching football when the Giants went to Lambeau?
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, I was sitting there right looking down when Brett Favre threw the interception.
Oh, yeah.
And I came back saying, Giants are going to go all the way, and everybody still was very skeptical.
Yeah, you did say that, because we came back on the show, and you said that, and that was a great prediction on your part. So, John, what is your take on the NFL? Listen, we're not quite WIP all NFL all the time, right. But as you can see, we shade the NFL quite a bit. We want to come back to baseball, because we're honored to have you here today, and you are by far the best baseball source that we have in the group. And by the way, how do you feel about being an honorary sports guy?
It feels great.
Yeah?
I love sports.
Cool. What's the best thing about being an honorary sports guy?
Talking sports.
What about all the girls that are going to admire you on the radio? Wow, he's an honorary sports guy.
You can get your own card.
Yeah, you can get your own business card. That impresses women, let me tell you something.
And look at it this way. If you don't get picked up by the Yankees as a rookie, you know, quickly, and it looked good on a college application.
Come on, guys, stop embarrassing him.
Well, no. Bill actually, I'm making a serious point there. If you continue to do it and you make it, you could seriously consider under extracurricular activities, and we would come up with some type of
title
and, you know, maybe drop the honorary by that. But, well, no, seriously, don't look past that.
Sports guy's intern.
Is this a conspiracy?
What's that?
This could be a conspiracy.
No, sports guy's intern.
It takes a conspiracy takes more. That's true. There are two Yankees here. I was going to say it takes more than one. There are two Yankees here. Yes, you're right, Bill. You and John could be a conspiracy.
Well, you know, the Bronx is famous for conspiracies, especially if you come from up around Arthur Avenue.
I have a funny joke for you. Now, as you know, I went to St. Louis.
You've never told a funny joke before, so why don't you try now?
Bill, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. John hasn't had the benefit of my dry humor, but you're right. You're right. But you'll recall last summer that I went to the St. Louis Cardinals-Red Sox interleague series out in St. Louis. And my very good friend, Sam, who is a Cardinal season ticket holder, and I have stayed in touch with that. We've known each other. He's a lawyer also. Of course, aren't all good sports guys lawyers?
What a sad thing to say.
Well,
go ahead.
John, look past that. Yeah, look past. Anyway, he emailed me the other day when the news came out about the Cardinals' alleged hacking, and he said, John, I looked at the standings and noticed the Red Sox are a little low these days. He said, how about my Cardinals hack into the Yankee website or Yankee computer and try to get some information, inside information to help them win, So I texted him back and I said, thanks, Sam, that's a great thought, but I have to tell you, this year it looks like it won't help.
Well, I heard something about a Red Sox player during the
By the way, it's Red Sox player.
Got into some kind of trouble.
It's like fish.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, he was apparently, while he was waiting to come up at bat, was admiring the picture of on his smartphone that some young lady had sent him. Did you hear that story?
I have not heard about that story.
Well,
I suspect that's a vicious rumor.
Well, it was all over the New York Post yesterday, so they had to have spread it around.
I guess it's a slow news day.
And he sat last night, so.
Which player is that?
Pablo Sandoval.
Oh, my God. Not another bad thing. The day they made that that free agent pickup, most Red Sox fans said, this is not good. He's a cross between Mo Vaughn and, a banged-up Pujols, when he first came over the end. Yeah, nobody really liked that trade, and he has not been that pike. Got off to a real slow start. He's made a lot of errors in the field. He's a very heavy player. He is not a popular guy in Boston. That was a bad move.
Hey, guys, we're going to have to take a short break.
Okay, hit the money button, Pat.
I'm not going to play the news, but I do have to take a couple breaks for our sponsors.
Hit that.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The assailant in the Wednesday night church shootings in Charleston, South Carolina, made his first court appearance about an hour ago.
Mr. Roof is charged with 9 counts of murder and 1 count of possession of a weapon during the commission of the crime.
That was Judge James Gosnell reading the charges. Dylan Roof appeared in court via video conference, the camera just inches from the front of his face. He showed no emotion, even when some of the victims' families said they forgave him.
Well, I forgive you, my family forgive you. But we would like you to take this opportunity to repent.
Roof reportedly told officers he wanted to start a race war when he killed the 9 black church members during the Bible study, and his friends say they saw a change in him recently.
He had said that he felt like the black race was taken over.
That was childhood friend Joey Meek. Stay tuned for reaction in the next segment. This is USA Headline News.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4321. 4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
When we come back, let's get John
with the sports guys.
We are back.
Pat, I'd like to ask John, since he is playing on a team. I know you don't have practice obviously today, which is why you were able to join us. But can you tell us what your upcoming opponents are, who they are, what kind of games you're playing coming up?
Well, actually, I have practice. I have to leave here in time.
First of all, what's your team now?
The New Jersey Jays.
Okay, and they play out of what? Where are they based?
Flemington. Right out of Flemington.
Okay.
And, we have a tournament this weekend, which is in Staten Island, but that starts tomorrow. And I really don't know the teams we played because we've never seen them before, so it's going to be on the fly.
Now, what's the age range on your team?
I'm 15U, so basically 15-year-old kids.
Oh, everybody would be 15?
Yeah.
John, I love the logo on the hat, which is a beautiful blue J, which happens to be my favorite color. What's the logo on the shirt? Do you have a J on the shirt also?
It says New Jersey. It looks like
J's, like J-A-Y-S?
Yeah. It kind of looks like the Toronto Blue Jays old logo.
Okay.
If you've ever
okay.
seen it.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Like a J. It's like a J that the head of a Blue Jay, basically.
Okay.
Now, who sponsors the team?
Flemington Baseball Academy.
Great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So does everybody practice that? Because I'm amazed sometimes at the number of cars there. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you do at the academy?
Well, there it's just batting cages, so we just hit in there.
Who are your coaches there, John?
I don't know a few. He works for Flemington FBA is what we call it. I don't know if you would know him, Colin Faraday. I don't know.
We know him
who that is.
Because I think we had him here as a guest on the show.
Yeah, we know him.
Okay, yeah, he's my coach. I'm actually going there in 10 minutes. I've practiced there.
Okay.
Yeah, all we do is hit there, and then there's fields in Flemington that we use to practice.
So
where do you play your games?
All over.
Are you affiliated with the Philadelphia teams? Where notice he said we play in a field in Flemington. You would qualify to be a GM for the Flyers and not mention the name of the arena in which they play, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. Just an observation there.
But you're going to play in Staten Island.
Yeah.
So will there be teams from New York, New Jersey?
Yeah, New York, New Jersey.
Watch out for those New York guys.
Now who works all of these out? You know, so these are going to be 15-year-olds from all over?
Yeah.
Will that be where the Staten Island Yankees play?
Not at their stadium, but same city.
John, tell us a little bit more about how you operate the game. I mean, you guys are a legitimate team, so you have signs, you steal bases. You know, what's some of the strategy? Like when a play is on, let's say it's, late innings, you're down by a run, guys at first base, speedy guy at first base, what kind of signs do they use without giving away too many trade secrets? How do you guys work that? Who relays the signs?
The third base coach.
And who's the third base coach
this
year?
That's Colin.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we have a young kid, a college player who's at first base. I'm blanking on
okay.
his name.
So how the signs come in from the coach on the bench?
No, he's at third base.
Okay. So the third baseman actually puts on the play.
Are we on offense or are you talking about offense or defense?
Offense.
On offense. All right. We're on offense. Our coach is at third base, coaching third, and he relays the signs to everybody.
So what I'm in as catcher.
So this is on defense now.
We're
on defense.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, as catcher, though, when you're there catching the balls, what other than catching do you have to do? Because I don't think most people understand how complicated and how much you really are doing as a catcher.
Well, I have to call the pitches of what's going to be thrown, where they're going to be thrown. Usually when the ball is hit, I call out where it's going because I have the best view, if you think about it. They're all facing the other way. I can see the entire field. And
so when you raise your glove, let's say it's a fly to right field, will you raise your mitt towards right field or something like that?
No, I won't do that, but I'll if it's a routine play, I'll yell where to throw the ball. If it needs to go to third because the guy's tagging, or go home because the guy's tagging, I'll yell 3 or 2 or 4 or whatever.
John, how often does the pitcher shake you off?
Well, the way that our team operates is basically I'm just a suggestion. And that whatever they want to throw, they throw. But I'm just a suggestion.
So you make an assessment based on the batter, the count.
Yeah.
And just what the pitcher, what's working for the pitcher that day.
Yeah.
You know, if he's hanging curveballs and you got a slugger up there, you might not call for a curve.
I'll go fastball.
Yeah.
But, you know, it seems to me that the problem would be that you don't play all the time with these same kids on other teams. So where, you know, the pros or, you know, even college, I mean, they play with the same teams all the time. So that must be much more difficult to be
calling
pitches.
Must be exciting, too, though.
Yeah. Oh, it. But we have... This is our third week of practice together. We've been practicing 4 or 5 days a week, so we're able to know who, like what, like the catchers get to catch bullpen sessions from everyone, so they know what pitches they throw.
But you don't know the other team. That's
no,
my concern.
No.
You don't know the hitters.
No.
Where if you're playing in
that's
professional.
Yeah, it must be the toughest for the pitcher. But then again, that's tough on the hitters
because
they don't know the pitcher.
But it's also tough. I mean, it would seem to me that it would be really tough for the catcher to call when he has no idea who the hitter is.
Well, the catcher has the ultimate, forbearance or deference defense, so to speak. You know, when a ball's hit out, you know, the catcher would say, you know, I called for a slider and dummy threw a hanging curveball, right?
No, but I'm
catcher can always, when the catcher's asked what happened on that pitch, well, pitcher shook me off.
Yeah, that.
No, but I think that my point is, you know, you wouldn't know who the hitter is, right?
No,
These are kids that they've never played, so they don't know what this hitter is capable of. They know their pitcher, and so it just seems to me that at that level, it's much more difficult than it would be for a catcher in, you know, the majors.
But at the same rate, the hitters don't know the pitchers.
I think it evens
That's
out,
true.
Pat.
Really?
Yeah, if you played organized ball, 15, 16, 17, it does even out, especially if you're playing a team you've never seen before. It just seems to have a way that since neither team has seen each other before and they're coming from another area, it forces these young people who are still relatively new to the game, even though maybe they've been playing for 10 years, to learn how to adapt and adjust. So I see that as a positive, and it's part of the learning experience of being a good player.
Right, but I just would think it would be much more difficult, that's all.
I know John's only got a couple of minutes left to go. John, how many guys on your team? How big is the roster?
For us, it's 15.
Oh, so a lot of you get to play a lot.
I was going to say, that's...
Wow.
I thought
that's
you were
going to
say 30.
No,
that's,
no. Because
and how many of them are pitchers?
We have no... That's why our team is small, because we have no one who's just a pitcher.
Well, that's good.
Start until mainly you're a sophomore in high school. You start to get guys who are just pitchers.
Just pitchers.
I was very surprised to see a couple of nights ago on television about 14 and 15-year-olds having Tommy John surgery because they've been throwing so much and so hard and throwing curveballs.
John, what's it feel like to throw someone out at second base?
That feels great.
That must be good.
It's
got to
be wonderful.
What last big question I'm going to throw you here. What's your percentage? How many guys have run on you, and how many guys have you thrown out?
I don't know the numbers, but not a ton of people run because now that we're older, I mean, the pitchers...
You don't want to run into an out.
Yeah, the pitchers are quicker to home plate. Catchers are bigger and stronger, and they have strong arms, so it's a lot tougher to run than when you were younger.
But if you give me a rough estimate, 10 guys run, how many have you caught?
I mean, if out of 10, probably 5 or 6, probably.
So that's a great defensive percentage.
Yeah,
that 50% is very good.
Yeah.
But how often do you catch a guy taking too big of a lead off of first?
Me? Not very often. That's a very tough play because that's all between me and the first baseman. And that's a tough one because say it's an 0-2 count and you have to throw a curveball. The curveball is tough to throw on, so I have to focus on blocking the curveball, keeping it in front of me so he doesn't get the second, then making the throw. And also, it's a lot longer process. He's got the runner on first has so much more time to get back than I do to get it there.
That's true.
Well, John, we thank you again for coming. We know you have to get off to hit some balls.
Yeah.
It's great that you came, honorary sports guy that you are, and we hope to see you again soon. And I hope next time I see you, the Red Sox are in first place.
Well, and you know what?
Well, I hope it's
you should bring
that.
A couple of your team members in, too.
Very good, Bill.
Fun.
Very good.
Right, guys? He should bring a couple of his team members in.
Yeah, if that's appropriate, that would be great.
I'll look. I'll see.
See what you can
okay.
do.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you again Thank so you much. Again.
Michelle, thanks for bringing him.
When we come back, we will deal with the NHL.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys.
Be well.
Enjoy the weekend. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in,
Portugal for how long?
Jane and I your questions,
well, that'll
your
be
personal
fun.
Ideas, and maybe getting help
you know
with
what
your
you
own
might do?
Life.
I'm very interested in finding out what the Algarve is like if you're going to be there. And have a vino verde for me.
Yeah, there's a lot more to do there than I thought. I've been talking with people. It's amazing how many people have gone to Portugal. I mean, I've mentioned it, and people say, oh, I've been to Portugal 3 times. But I never knew Portugal was a big venue.
We're on the air, by the way.
Back on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Bill at the board.
I have the board. We're back on the air. And
that was a lot of fun, though, Bill. It's always great to have a young person who's a player, come and talk to us old guys.
I'm hitting the commercial.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution.
Oh, okay.
With three great locations
so
in
I wasn't even
County,
on the air then.
Stowaway is conveniently located
Remember, you
gotta
push the buttons
White
up to
House,
get on
and Lebanon.
Yeah, these are up.
Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Well, we're back, and it's the last 12 minutes of the Sports Card. This is Bill Wolfson pinch hitting for Pat Smith while she takes care of some business outside of our room and outside of our studio. We have John Manfreda. John, you're on your way to Portugal. You going to watch any soccer in Portugal while you're there?
I'm not sure what the schedule is, but we'll be there for 9 days. So if there's a possibility of taking in a game like that, that's actually a great idea. I think my wife and I would find that very interesting, Bill.
Well, you know, I love going to sporting events in foreign countries because you get to see so many different styles of play, even in a sport that's played in
and
the
just
U.S.
how the crowd reacts.
Exactly. It's very interesting. And Pat's back, so let's give her back the mic in her spot.
Welcome back, Pat.
Okay. So you're going to go see soccer?
Well, Bill just actually brought it up now, just mentioned, made the suggestion. I don't know how high that'll be on the list of things to do. It's not quite up there. We're trying to get to Fatima, which is one of my
big shrines.
One of my objections.
I thought you were going to say Monaco to get to gamble.
I don't think that's going to happen either. Yeah, my wife's not a gambler, nor would she want me spending our vacation gambling. But
How about bullfighting in Spain? You know,
bullfighting, yeah.
Well. Oh, my wife wouldn't even let me watch that on TV when we were in Spain. I wanted to go to a corrida, but
this is a family show, Bill.
Yeah, exactly. A corrida is a bullfight. That's the Spanish word. My parents went to a bullfight. Actually, they were two. They went to one on their honeymoon when they were in Mexico City, and another one when they were in Spain.
That's an interesting time to go.
Well, I've been to bullfights, and I
can imagine going to a bullfight on one's honeymoon and having one spouse say, "Dear, take a look at how life will be for you if you don't shape up and be the kind of spouse I want you to be."
I don't like them because I feel so badly for the horses. Forget the bull, the horses.
Well, it is a bit inhumane. They start out by throwing darts at the bull to bleed them.
Right.
They
want to exhaust them.
Yeah.
It in a lot of ways it's a brutal sport, but it's been around since before Roman times, and the Spanish love it. Although the Spanish equivalent of the SPCA and the Portuguese equivalent, I'm assuming, probably are jumping up and down, real unhappy about it. But it's great to experience other countries and other cultures, and especially their sports. If you go to Ireland, they're really big on this sport called hurling. And I always thought hurling was something you did after you had too much to drink. But fortunately, in Ireland, it's a game played with a broken hockey stick and a softball. And you run around
like
in shorts and a
hockey.
T-shirt. Yeah, pretty much. But it's played on grass. And they have goalposts just like in football. And they're right on the goal line. And depending upon how you get the ball over the goal line, you get points. A totally incomprehensible game to me, but it was sure fun to watch.
Oh, the incomprehensible game is cricket.
Truly, and it's like watching paint dry, or literally watching grass grow. We saw a cricket game in Bermuda, and we saw, because my wife wanted to see one, and we also saw a cricket match in London in a large stadium, and it was probably one of the more boring sports I've ever seen, although all kinds of people got up and cheered, and we couldn't figure out what they were cheering about. And finally we asked someone, and the guy was very nice to explain it, and even after he explained it, it still didn't make sense. But apparently there's two bases. A guy throws a ball at a guy with a bat.
Bill, honestly, who cares?
Nobody.
I'm sorry.
If you don't care,
well,
I do.
If you rooted for Philadelphia teams that never win anything, you'd be talking about it too. All right, let's move back to the NFL. Mini camps are in full swing, and I guess really they're over.
They are.
Any news that you've seen coming out of camps?
Well, the Eagles parted ways with Evan Mathis.
Yeah, I guess Cowchip has another feather in his cap there. He dumped another decent player.
Well, he did, but he's a little older. He's 31. He wanted to renegotiate a contract, and Chip doesn't want to do that. And he didn't seem to be Chip's kind of guy from what I'm hearing.
Well, apparently in Green Bay, they made it loud and clear that the guys are supposed to enjoy your time off, enjoy your break. But once we get back, the train is rolling, and we're rolling. And that train starts on July 30th. Can you believe that we're going to have to go 6 weeks without any news of sports? Although, it's so funny. You can watch sports now 24/7 on television.
Absolutely.
I mean, with all of the sports channels, and frankly, I'm enjoying watching some of the life of so-and-so, and I really think they're doing a pretty good job on those programs.
You mean like on the NFL channel?
On the NFL channel.
I noticed something fascinating there.
With, it was really
And then they'll do the top 10 of everything. I mean, they'll do the top 10 best throws, the top 10 worst this. So you honestly could spend, you know, almost 20 hours a day watching sports.
Did you notice something about Pat's comment? She said, we weren't going to have any sports for 6 weeks.
No, we're not going to have any football.
No, you said sports. Well, that was a Freudian slip if I ever saw one.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
Well, to me, I guess you're right. So now I'm watching
So you'll have to suffer with baseball. And the Brewers and the Cubs and the White Sox and there'll be some other team out there that you like to follow.
Well, the one thing I have to say about the television, at least now you can follow any team around the country, at least in football. I mean, you can get that NFL, you can get basketball, you can follow any team no matter where you are. And so
personally,
that's a real
I like
advantage.
That.
I do too. I mean, obviously, we used to have trouble finding out whether the Packers won or not, because you'd watch the Sunday night news, they do the sports, they talk about the Giants, they talk about the Jets, they talk about Philadelphia, and maybe the Cowboys, and, you know, we wouldn't even hear what happened with the Packers.
Well, you know, it's too bad, because in the past, if you moved to another part of the country, you did not get news about your team. Unless you move to Washington, D.C., where everybody is, because that's where the nation's capital is. So if you open the Washington Post or the Washington Times, you'd at least see something about your team, even if it was just the AP story or something that they picked up on the wire from one of the local teams, say like Seattle. But on the other hand, with the profusion of sports now and the need to provide cable content, particularly for those of us who love football or hockey or baseball, and in the off season we follow it passionately, it just adds more to your day. I know the first thing I want to do in the morning is see how the Yankees did, or how the Flyers did, or how the Giants, Eagles, and Jets did. Well, A-Rod's doing pretty well. He's actually having a decent season, and I'd like to hope he's not all back on the juice, but he is having a good season.
Yeah. I think the year off actually helped him, because he was able to heal.
I think so. I think sometimes that's a good idea. That's why people take sabbaticals. The interesting thing about A-Rod is that he's now getting his picture taken with the commissioner of baseball.
How name hypocritical is that? Yeah.
Manfredi. I forget exactly what his name is.
Right.
No relation?
No. We're the A's. I think it's Manfredi.
Oh, okay. But the other thing that was kind of cool to see, though, was that, the Yankees got a good 7 innings out of Pineda.
He seems healthy again. He's a great pitcher when he was he's healthy.
Almost pitched a no-hitter. Ivan Nova looks like he's coming back, and Tanaka's coming back. They'll get Jacob Ellsbury back. And, they just might surprise me and actually win the AL East.
You never know. The way it's structured, it's still possible for anybody to steal that division.
That is true. Well, you know, we're getting near the top of the hour here. With another minute to go. Pat, any parting shots?
Oh, we have a couple more minutes.
And, we do? Good.
No, I'm just, as I said, there was a special on Brett Favre, a couple of them on television. And, of course, the big thing in Wisconsin is they're going to retire his number at the Thanksgiving game. And there's still a lot of controversy. You know, the fact that
people
he went
are still angry.
Oh, because he went to Minnesota. You're absolutely right.
The Jets, they don't care. But
no,
Minnesota,
nobody cared about the Jets.
The Minnesota, Pete, was a shock.
Well, the fact is he should never have gone to Minnesota.
He should never have done that.
Never.
If he cared about his reputation as a
Correct.
Packer, I agree.
He cared about the fans.
And you know, granted, really, I think a lot of people thought the Packers made a mistake, because I frankly thought that they got pushed into retirement the first time around. So I don't think anybody was upset when he went to the Jets. They really weren't. And he could have gone to almost any other team.